Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are recorded today. We are not live in the downtown studios because Barbecue Bob and I are going to be cooking a little chili. And as you listen to this, we're probably elbow deep into the smoker, getting our ingredients ready, because from 11 to 4 today, we'll be serving chili at the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. More to come about that. But so we are recording here in the middle of the week, but hope you're having a good weekend and getting it kicked off. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And thanks for taking a little time to join us this morning. It is Pearl Harbor Day, and if you're listening on a Saturday, that is, which is just an incredibly significant date, very much like 9/11. America was attacked. I was stationed right next to Pearl Harbor long after that, of course, but I got to see some of the buildings that they left up, Jop, that had the bullet holes in them.
Right.
And I did my very first solo flight off of Ford Island, which is right in the middle of Pearl Harbor. And as I took off, I banked right, and I looked down, and I saw the sunken hulls of these giant ships.
Sure.
You can see them when you're flying
right, yep,
over.
I've been there, and I've spent time. I wasn't in real time like you, but I've spent time from the shore looking
right.
at that stuff as a tourist.
As you fly over it, if the water's calm and everything, I mean, you can literally, it just all unveils itself, and it's pretty sad, actually.
Right, but awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
Because we rebounded from it, right?
We did.
Yeah.
We did, thanks to a lot of courageous people who served and
My dad was one of them. He was in World War II. Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So it is Pearl Harbor Day, so we're gonna kind of take you on a little tour of Hawaii and do some of the things that they celebrate in Hawaii and some of the foods they make. And I was fortunate enough to be there for 4 years, and being a food lover, really got into the local cuisine.
Sure.
Some did, some didn't. I did. Just, I don't know why.
Well,
I'm curious, I guess.
Well, yeah.
I really embraced the community. I got a lot of local friends and a lot of civilians we worked with. They took me home for the weekends and stuff, and I just really loved their culture.
Don't feed the neighbor's dog because he won't go home.
So that's how you, when you're visiting an area, that's why bed and breakfast are so nice if you're traveling the world, because you get to stay with people and not a corporation.
Right, right.
So as we record this, my daughter Maggie's in the hospital in labor. And little Genevieve is trying desperately to come into the world.
Oh, is that going
to
be her name?
Yes.
They did a name reveal before she's born, huh?
Yep.
How nice.
She's trying to come into the world.
Right. Well, hopefully we're done recording and you can go over there and be part of that.
And it's awesome. A busy day for us because at 5 o'clock we're serving 20, 30, who knows how many people at Allen Bob's.
Right, yeah. It's going to be old news by the time you hear this. But on Thursday, which is when we're recording this, we're headed down there. They had their ice night on Thursday, and big education on ice fishing.
We do it every year.
We do it every year, and we did a little cooking out back with some fish and some burgers.
Yep.
So it's all good. But so little Genevieve is going to be your third grandchild, third granddaughter, but it's the daughters that are having the baby. So
they're the two oldest.
Right.
Yep.
So there's no Nurmico lineage being carried on yet.
Not
yet. You got hope from the boys.
Yeah.
Well, maybe and the girls, too. Well, no, won't be the girls, so got hope
both,
from the boys.
Yeah, they're both going to be gone for the next year and a half. Alex deploys, and Jordan will head off to Air Force training, which is going to take him a year.
Right.
So he's going into a program that's highly confidential and takes a ton of schooling, and he's not that bright.
Yeah, right. Not really. I think he did pretty well in school. But
yeah, so I have to say that since our last show, Rob Russell did pass away, and it's been for me awful because I missed the guy, just not being able to see him when I wanted to anyway, but then not seeing him in the last year, and then having him pass away made it so much worse. I have so much remorse in not, you know, somehow being more on top of it and just thinking of what a nice guy he was and all the great times we had and then it's just been awful.
Well, and he was a guy that would never stop giving.
Right.
You know, I mean, you could ask him to do anything to help you anywhere, and he was there. If he could make it, he did it. And he even taught me, I mean, the few times, the half a dozen times I was able to spend time with him, you traveled all over the country with him. But he taught me a lot, you know, and you'd ask him a question, and he was, you know, from Kansas, and he had a little bit of a drawl.
He had an Ozark kind
of action. And he was slow to respond. You never heard him rattle off anything. It was always well thought out and
it's because he measured everything by the air.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. but what a gentleman, and what a just a true friend.
And he had a ton of friends too.
Right.
I mean, he did so much for so many people.
Yep.
He was always giving, always giving.
Yeah.
And
we're gonna miss him. He was one of our charter members of what we call our board of directors here at the Grilling Guys. Those are just advisors that listen to our show regularly, and they offer us advice and they offer us counsel to try to make this little thing we do just a little bit better.
Right.
And he was another guy that every time we called him, he made time to be on the show.
Well, and here's how this went. So I got the call, and then we have a bunch of mutual friends,
sure,
which I have also enlisted for help on the show. I had to call T. Gidd.
Right.
I had to call Danny Skiff and Tony Courthouse,
right,
and all these guys that I believe I've had on the show
before. Oh, all of
we've
them
had
been
on the show.
Yeah, sure.
And goodness sakes, Joan and Jim from Smoke and Fire out in Kansas City,
the yeah.
biggest barbecue shop in Kansas City. I've been in touch with Joan. Rob introduced me to her. Rob introduced me to Dick Vermeil. He introduced me to so many people that have become friends, and we've used them on the show because of their barbecue connections.
Right. They're smart.
Yeah.
They're smart people.
So
sure.
Rob had a significant impact on us, and I had, I guess, just a lot of times when I didn't know what to do because the sadness was just gripping me, and I typically am not so prone to that, but this really affected me.
Sure. Well, you know what? Godspeed, Rod, and we're going to miss you, brother. And I know you're in a better place. The suffering's done, and you're up there. You're still going to influence this show, and maybe
yep.
opportunity now and then. We'll play a little clip where Rob was on the show before, but right now we're gonna let him rest.
Yep.
So anyway, good enough. So Bob, we're going to be talking about Pearl Harbor type food, which a lot of that is fish,
Hawaiian,
but it's Hawaiian type food, and you know there's a variety of I don't think steelhead are out there, but we're going to start
well,
with little sashimi.
Yeah, they use salmon,
right.
But or tuna. My right. favorite sashimi is from tuna, but I'll tell you a big thing that they do is called kalua pig.
Right,
and when you have a luau, we would call it barbecued pork, but it's not smoky. It's you dig a pit, you build a fire in it, you throw stones on the fire, and we should talk about that a little bit as we come up because it's a cool process.
All right. Well, hey, it's the weekend. Get out your Kahlua, and we're going to pig out. Stick with us. We'll be back.